And the code for Klangadoo, every station had a different code. The code for Klangadoo was one long, two shorts, and a long. 785 was the other number. I got the Klangadoo station stamp there, 785. Every station had a number. We used to use that to frank the parcel stamps. And that.
The former Klangadoo Railway Station Master Peter Savage has spent more than a decade collecting anything and everything he could from the old railways department.
It's chock-a-block in here. You've got the old phones. Oh, you've got the station master mannequin still at the desk.
Yeah, that mannequin there, he's a bit of a checkered history. He's actually a bike rider. That's his original. He's in my late father's uniform. My old man was in the railways here with me, and he's got my old man's uniform on. But this bloke here is about 6'3", and the old man is only 5'7", so...
It's a bit of a stretch.
It is a bit of a stretch. And I've also got the old man's artificial leg just next to the mannequin's legs there, because the old man lost his leg in the main line back in 1981. He got run over by the train, so there is a lot of history here in the station, and I've got the old man's artificial leg here to go with his uniform. Back in 1985, when the station closed down, a lot of it was dispersed. It went to clearing sales in Adelaide. And I've been lucky enough to track a lot of the stuff down and get it back to the station where it should be. But I've got a couple of wool bales full of paperwork still to go through yet. It's sitting out there, and I've got to go through it before the silverfish have a bit of a clean-up, mate. So it's a bit of a race between me and them at the moment.
But Peter has not only got the silverfish to worry about. He owns and maintains the railway memorabilia, but the building it's housed in, the old Klangadoo Railway Station, could soon be up for sale.
Back in 1999, Ospine at the time, with Adrian Le Bruin, he decided to enlarge the yard as it was at the Klangadoo Mill, so he brought the railway land, and that included the old station. So I was the first one to come over here, like I used to be here as station master back in 1985. So I come back to the railway station, which is a very good thing to do. I didn't mind coming back to home. I come back to the railway station and... decided that I better bring a lot of the gear back that I took at the time, because when I left the railways, I took a lot of stuff for safekeeping and thought I'd better bring it back home. So I had to scratch around and work out where things were after so many years. But, yeah, I had it spread all around the bloody place and brought it back to the railway station. And since then, I've added a few bits and pieces. I've spent a lot of money, actually, out of my own pocket there just to try and recreate the old atmosphere of the station as it was. And it's a very rewarding experience, and I've quite enjoyed it. I've got a lot of projects on the go because I'm the lone ranger here as far as doing anything goes. I've got bits and pieces all over the bloody place, but yeah, a lot of things are attached to the station wall or exhibits outside, but or inside the actual station itself. But I'm a bit concerned that I nearly fell over when they told me they're going to shut the show down. I thought, bugger me, here we go again. But I'd just be very disappointed if it did get closed down. All this stuff that I've got here now, I'd really like to keep it here. I just can't imagine where I'm going to put it for a start. I have to build a shed at home or something, but I don't want it to leave Klangadoo, because that's where it should be. This is the second time I've been kicked out of here. Back in 1986, I got kicked out. I was here for 9 months after the station closed down until I finally found a job to go to. So, yeah, I got kicked out in 86, and now, bugger me, 2010, I'm out of the show again.
Obviously, Ospine, or Guns as they're now known, are moving. What's the future of your museum here?
Ideally, all this is my own material, so ideally I'd like to take control of the station and even purchase it. I wouldn't be expecting to pay mega dollars for it, because, you know, I've done my bit for the town here trying to keep all this stuff together, and I'd hope that the owner may participate in that and do likewise. You know, it's something for the town to hang on to, and the way history is, you know, you've got to look after all that sort of stuff.
Have you spoken with Guns regarding the future of the museum? I suppose you're here on their good graces at the moment.
Yeah, Guns are aware that I'm here, I've let them know that I would like to do, you know, take the museum as it is, like take the station, but that's still in the future, what's going to happen there. Like, you know, I just want the best option for myself and best future for the Klangadoo. I've been born and bred in Klangadoo, and all my parents and grandparents that are at the cemetery, so, you know, I'm Klangadoo orientated. I feel like I'm the keeper of the Holy Grail, actually, like the last of the Mohicans and all that. So, the only place I'll be heading is out the cemetery with the family. But in the meantime, I just want to preserve all the stuff here, and there's nothing really like it around the place, apart from Taylor and Ben's got a little bit of a museum there at their station, but they've got mega dollars from government grants. You know, all the government grant money helps a little bit, but But I feel as though if I got that, I'd lose ownership of what I've already got here at the moment. Just had a bit of a stock take the other day. It was about bloody, I don't know, just on current eBay values, and that's about $75,000 worth of bits and pieces in here. But you better ask me, missus, how much I've spent, mate.
But I suppose it's all invaluable.
It is, yes. It's irreplaceable objects. Just things that are no longer, you don't even see them anymore. Like, I've got a lot of spare parts too. I've just got drawers and cupboards full of bits and pieces. It's called spare parts. They don't make them anymore, so I've got heaps of them. But, yeah, it's all great stuff, mate, and I get a bit of a buzz out of it. Come down here and see the old man at night and turn the steam train sounds on and have a couple of lamps going. It just takes you back to the good old days. I've got the three options there of what's going to happen, and hopefully one of them will turn up my way, mate, and I'll be a new beauty. I'll be happy as Larry.
What are you going to do if you can't stay here?
Well, I could become the town drunk, I reckon.
It means that much to you?
It does, yeah. It's a bit of a passion, like I said. Like, I feel like the keeper of the Holy Grail, and this is Clangadoo. Clangadoo's my life, and this is where I'll stay, I think.